Yo, what is up? It's your boy Youngboy coming at you with another episode of What's Cooking. We are on episode 18. The last episode was actually last week. Right now, today is Sunday, the 6th, June 19th, 2022. And last podcast was literally last week. So yeah, you guys are getting another podcast this week. And hopefully I can find some more materials to talk about for next week, because I would love to do another podcast next week. I do find myself enjoying recording this on Sunday and just dropping it on Monday for you guys. But yeah, we're back. Shout out to people watching the other podcast earlier. Shout out to people coming through on YouTube, also checking out those videos, those clips. I just want to put out two clips for now. I do plan on posting more clips on here, so maybe I'll do about 4 or 5 and just schedule them throughout the week, so you guys can have some video. I might do like a stopping period on Wednesday, maybe try to do like a clip Monday, then a clip Tuesday, then a clip Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then the podcast will be recorded. So that's if I have enough for next week. If I don't, then it will just be clips the whole week after the podcast drops, audio wise. But yeah, so am I. But anyways, you guys know how it should have started. Instagram again, official What's Cooking. What's Cooking podcast has its full Instagram. Let me see if I can actually pull it up for you guys. What's Cooking? Here it is, right here. This is the official What's Cooking Instagram. Go ahead, follow that up, like everything up. This is where you guys will find new notifications about the podcast. I will also be putting it on Youngboy Cooking as well. So don't get worried. I got 2 likes. I wonder who that was. I'll look at it later. But yeah, that's what we're doing. And this is also my Deshaun Lights. If you want to follow that, you can go ahead, check that out. All my cooking stuff. But yeah, we have an official podcast Instagram, so follow that up to get all the notifications and all the stuff, all the good stuff. Also, you can listen to the podcast on any platform that supports podcasts, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. I am now available on Amazon Music. I guess you just type in, they don't really have a subsection like a Apple Podcast. It's just on Amazon Music, so just look for me there. I'm on there. I believe I'm also on Pocket Cast. I'm on Radio Public. I'm still working on Stitcher. I'm having a couple problems with that. Overcast and Google Podcast as well. So those are the podcasts. I'm still working on getting the rest on when I'm able to get on Anchor. I don't know why I'm having such a problem on Stitcher, because the podcast is on Stitcher, but when I look it up, I can't find the podcast on Stitcher. So I gotta email them and hit them up about that stuff. You can also go to the YouTube channel at Youngboy Cooking, where you'll see all the full podcasts and the clips if you want to watch little by little, or you want to listen to the whole thing on YouTube while you're cleaning up, doing whatever you need to do. You can also come to twitch.tv/djcar99, where we're out here just playing games and stuff. But anyways, enough with that. Let's start. So we have our first quick hits. First of all, I want to say happy Father's Day. Shout out to all the fathers, and thank you for doing your due diligent job and consistently doing it for us. We truly appreciate all the fathers out there who's really in their children's life, who's really out there being active, who's really out there giving advice and helping them through life. I think it's very important that we honor our fathers. I think it's very important that we make sure that we are letting them know that they're worth everything in the world, that they're valuable, and that, you know, just without them, certain things won't be necessarily done. I think it's very important that we let these fathers know that all their hard work and all the stuff that they do will be worth it at the end. So yeah, shout out to my father for, you know, easily he could have been just like everybody else, just not there. But instead of taking the chance away from me to have a father, like unfortunately he was at a young age, you know, to have his biological father, you know, he decided to just man up and take care of me and my brother and my mom. And I just thank you for it. I truly understand and value the privilege, because this is a privilege, especially for, you know, people like me. You know, not a lot of us have fathers due to either just simply gone or, you know, sadly taken away from life, or, you know, through whatever it might be, military, gunfight, natural cause of death, cancers and stuff like that. It really is a privilege to still have my father. And for those who do still have their father, it's a privilege that you still have your father, because it could be 10 times worse. Trust me. I know people who are celebrating their Father's Day by going to, you know, their father's tombstone. So be appreciative and be proud, and also be glad that you have that privilege to call, to see, to post about your father that's still on this earth. And shout out to all the fallen fathers who are no longer with us. But yeah, I just want to make sure to get that message out, really show my appreciation for all the fathers out there, and show appreciation to my own father. And I can't wait till the point where I'm at that point where, you know, I can be a father and do more for my children. So yeah, shout out to all your fathers. Happy Father's Day. Also, happy Juneteenth. Basically, Juneteenth is where we celebrate our independence. If you don't know the story, basically, Texas kind of got got the email late as hell. Juneteenth was where we were fully free from slavery, where it was fully abolished. But shout out to that. Shout out to Black people. Also, I always find it funny when like Juneteenth starts to come around. It's just crazy how many fucking companies try to make profit out of that shit. If you haven't seen, like, this is like weeks ago, but Walmart tried to sell like Juneteenth ice cream, and it just blew up in their face. That shit was funny. It's like, you really can't make this up, you know. It's just like one of those things where it's like, you know, the one way you could celebrate Juneteenth is just by saying happy Juneteenth and just educating people what Juneteenth means. That's all you gotta do. We don't want your fucking ice cream. But yeah. Oh, I got some new shirts, like literally today, like probably like an hour or two ago. I went to the outlet mall in Round Rock. I shall show them. They're low key fire. Also, come to the YouTube version at YouTube/YoungBoyCooking to see the shirts. I got them from Spencer's, what's called. They had like a sale, like buy one, get one, $1. I mean, I could have balled out and just buy 100, you know what I mean? But you know, rich man likes a deal too. I got this fire anime one. I got this fire SpongeBob one. I'm gonna show the SpongeBob one first, because it was actually kind of my favorite. I'm not gonna lie, every time I look at this shirt, I'm just like, god damn, this is very good. And it's basically, if you haven't, hold on, let me take the sticker off. There we go. Oh, by the way, on the YouTube video, I'm still working on my camera. And so I'm using this webcam. My webcam is upside down right now, and it's just basically flipped over to where I'm not upside down, if that makes sense. So everything that I put on here, it will be backwards on the camera, but like the stuff on like the computer, or when I switch to like where you can see my screen, it'll be perfectly fine. But stuff like this is gonna be backwards. But it's basically, if you haven't seen this episode, first of all, shame on you, fix your fucking life. And second, this is from the episode where SpongeBob becomes SpongeBob Brown Pants, and my favorite shirt. Hey, how are ya? That's my favorite thing. I say that shit at work too. That's the crazy part. But yeah, if you haven't seen that episode, shame on you, fix your fucking life. But yeah, it's a cool ass shirt. And also, shout out to Matthew. He got me this shirt. It's a Dragon Ball Z shirt. He said he found it at a, some random ass Goodwill. I don't know. But like, is this fire at Dragon Ball Z shirt with a little Goku on here? As you can see, got a nice little Goku. And on the back, that's the Dragon Balls. I don't know if you can see it. I'm gonna walk back here. That is Shenron and the Dragon Balls. So that's pretty cool. Cool that Dragon Ball Z shirt. Shout out to Matthew. Then we have, let me take the sticker on this one. Which, by the way, I don't know if I showed you, because I know last podcast I showed you the posters that I got. I don't know if I showed you the other one. I didn't. Oh well. But this one, Cowboy Bebop, fire anime. You guys should really watch it. If you want an anime suggestion, I say watch Cowboy Bebop. It's a nice little like bounty hunter show, basically. I gotta rewatch it though. It's really good anime. I enjoy it. Got some art in the back, a couple pictures. You know, I also like them because they're white shirts. I need more white shirts with anime drawings on them. All right. Now we got that out of the way. All right. Now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about Obi-Wan. Last podcast, I actually did a review for Obi-Wan Kenobi. He has a show on Disney, 6 episodes. Yesterday I reviewed episode 1, 2, and 3. I mean, not yesterday. Last week I reviewed episode 1, 2, and 3. Gonna open this real quick. Yeah, there we go. Last week I reviewed episode 1, 2, and 3. I thought it was mid. There were some problems I was having with certain characters, like the third sister. There was problems I was having with choreographs and the whole pace of the movie or the series. But overall, it was like mid to me. It's not trash, nor is it not like as good as some people saying it. Sorry, I get thirsty. It's really hard doing a podcast by yourself. You get really, really thirsty. But anyways, but yeah, it was mid to me. But I'm caught up as of right now. I believe next week is the final episode or season finale. It would be the final episode because I don't think they're making a season 2 because it's a limited series. Episode 4 and 5. Let's transition to this guy. Also come through to Young Boy Cooking on YouTube, where you can see the video version of this podcast. You can see these cool pictures and see all the articles and stuff like that. Have you something to look at? All right. Episode 4. So episode 4 was kind of more like a filler episode. Basically, by the way, this is all spoilers. I forgot to say that last time. I don't know if I even said anything spoiler, but if I did, I apologize. This is all spoilers. If you haven't seen the episodes, go get Disney Plus and go see the episodes, or go to some alleged websites, allegedly. Don't tell nobody I said that. Said what? Nothing. Exactly. Anyways, basically, episode 4 was a filler episode where Obi-Wan basically has to save Princess Leia, baby Leia. And it was cool. I mean, I don't know. It was weird. It was like mid. I feel like this whole series just been mid. I don't know how to explain it. I feel like it's missing something. And by the way, I just realized, I just did give you the description of episode 3. Episode 4 is when, what's called? No, it was a rescue mission. I think it was twice. Okay, that was my other problem. They did the same episode from 3 to 4. 3 is basically where they save baby Leia from the bounty hunters. Then episode 4 is literally they save Princess Leia from getting tortured by the third sister. Like, it literally, that, okay. See, I, for a second, because what's called, while I was talking, I was like in my brain, like, I feel like you're tripping. No, you're not tripping. No, you're tripping. Say something. That's okay. So everything I said before, that is true. It was a rescue mission. Episode 4 was a rescue mission. They basically, I guess how it started is like, they basically got Obi-Wan back to health after facing Darth Vader from episode 3, getting burned. He meets up with the double spy at their base. By the way, I didn't know this. I totally forgot about this. It was a total surprise. But Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jr., was actually in this episode, in episode 4. I mean, episode 5. I don't know if it's going to be in 6. But to give a quick review on his acting, it's pretty good. I actually enjoyed him on there. He was very believable. He wasn't no stereotypical anything, really. He was just a simple man trying to get a job done. But, you know, having to be mixed into this whole crazy thing with Obi-Wan. But I'd say he's a really good actor. I think, like, it wasn't like blown away performance, but it definitely was. He did his job, and he did his job very, very well, to the point where it's like, it's very noticeable. It's like, okay, that was a very noticeable, portrayal of the character that you're trying to do. But yeah, anyways, back to what I was saying. They meet O'Shea Jackson, O'Shea Jr., and they take off to, I believe, I forgot what the world is called, but if you played Star Wars Fallen Jedi Order, it's the last mission where you fight Trilla, and you actually get to kind of fight Darth Vader. That's basically where the story took place in episode 4, at the last mission of Jedi Fallen Order. Great game, by the way. Go check it out. 10 out of 10. So they go there, basically they do things to get through the gates in order to get baby Leia. Obi-Wan has to swim through the ocean and somehow without getting eaten, I guess. Now here's the problem that I had with like episode 4. There were some moments in that episode I was like, really, bro? Like the scene where the double spy is almost what's the word I'm looking for? Not captured. I can't think of the word when like your cover is blown. I guess I'll just use that. Where her cover is almost blown, but literally all she did is pull like I'm a higher power person of your fleet, and Vader sent me, are you gonna disrespect that nigga? And he was like, no, and just let her in. Like, that part was stupid. It would have been cool if like it just backfired right then and there, then to just like, I don't know, I feel like that scene is starting to get a little bit too typical of movies. Like, I feel like I've seen that a lot in a lot of Star Wars scenes too. I feel like that scene is very, very common. Just the whole, oh, this person is high the fuck up and he sent me to tell someone this. Are you really finna stop that? Come on, bro. Do you really want to die? Like, it's one of those like, man, the plot really saved your ass on that one. But yeah. Then after that, the third sister tries to get information out of baby Leia. Baby Leia ain't seen shit. Then baby Leia gets put in a torture device. The third sister, man, she's just not doing it for me, bro. It's just a bad script, man. The dialogue and also the way that she's directed, she's just not getting anything good out of this. And like, I can see that she's trying her best to make, it's just not good. The third sister, like, and mind you, when I was watching, I'm like, man, we're 4 episodes in, we have 2 left, and this person is still fucking trash. And like, it's just not a good character. And honestly, I think this is a miscast, man. Because this actor, I've never seen this actor before. I don't know what other movie she in. She could be badass in any other movie, but it's either a miscast or a miscast of director. Because Jesus, bro, she's not good in there, and I don't know who to blame at that point. It's just not good. And I hate to say that, really, because I feel like she is good in other movies. But it's really making it hard for me to enjoy this movie when the villain just keeps being the same way and it's super repetitive and it's super annoying, and it just makes me not want to watch the show. And that's the problem with this character. But yeah, it ain't it, Chief. I'll tell you that much. But after that, she gets her cover blown. They try to get basically the double spy and Obi-Wan are, you know, going through the tunnel, doing the classic Star Wars stuff. Then they almost get their cover, basically get their cover blown. It's just, again, another stupid mission. One thing I will say, I am enjoying seeing Darth Vader. I didn't think I was going to see Darth Vader that much in this series. I don't know why. I just didn't think I was going to see him like that or see a lot of him. But it's really cool to see my mans. But yeah, that was just episode 4. Like, it's not a lot to talk about because it's just a straightforward rescue mission. But of course, you know, they don't fully get away. They got a tracker inside of Leia's little droid. And so yeah, that was episode 4. Now episode 5, I will say this is a bigger improvement on everybody. Episode 5 was pretty good. It was pretty good. I gotta give it props. It definitely turned up. I hope episode 6 rides the wave and just keeps making a bigger tide. So episode 5, they found out where they are, and now they're basically kind of fucked at that point, and they have to get out some way somehow. They do, but I think one thing that I enjoyed, which is one thing I gotta give them props, they finally gave the third sister some fucking backstory. Now, I'm gonna let you know right here, right now, this is the dumbest backstory, because it makes no sense, right? So her backstory is her and her friends got bodied on Order 66, but she managed to stay alive. I guess she was hidden. Then she became an Inquisitor. If you don't know what Inquisitor is, basically a Jedi who's forced to turn into a Sith. So the reason why I feel like it's a lazy backstory, because it just gives her a lazy reason to act like this. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. And also, we also find out that she wants to kill Darth Vader. I don't know what is people's problem with going against this person, Darth Vader, the person who can snap your neck so easily, the person who's willing to kill his own son, the person who slaughtered your friends. Like, I don't understand why people try so damn hard to go against Vader. I don't know, man. It's cool that they gave her something, but I wish they would have gave her something better. But the fact that she wants to kill Vader because she killed her only family, which, by the way, it what also confuses me, because correct me if I'm wrong, anyone who's a Star Wars fan, but I'm pretty sure those who become Inquisitors are damn near nut huggers of the Empire. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're very, like, loyal. So, like, it didn't make sense at first, like why they kept her, because obviously she had a plan to kill Vader, but Vader somehow, which I mean at the end he does explain, but Vader just, they just let this shit go. Like, I mean, it's the ultimate like being used, but I don't even know it, but it's still stupid to me. But yeah, so that happens. Obi-Wan finds out that truth. They still continue with attacking them, which, by the way, I love how Star Wars just keeps making stormtroopers and clone troopers. Well, never mind. Stormtroopers fucking worthless. They can't hit shit. I don't know if it's the helmet. I don't know if it's the fact that they're wearing fucking Tupperware armor, but these motherfuckers cannot fucking aim. Like, it's like a bunch of Christians. Shout out to my man's Christian. But it's like just a bunch of Christians out there trying to play Apex. But but yeah, it was just very annoying just seeing them miss a bunch of people. And they had him cornered, by the way. So it was just, I don't know. There was a death. Actually, it was an actual death. The double agent died. I forgot her name. She died by sacrificing herself with a grenade. It killed like 5 soldiers. So, you know, woohoo. And basically, they got away. Now, this part, like the ending of it, which is funny because like the way I'm talking about this, I feel like the way I'm going to talk about Drake, the ending of this episode, you could literally skip the whole part. If you want to see some epic shit, literally skip the whole part until the end. And it is like the coolest thing in the fucking world. So, I don't know if this has been shown, but I'm pretty sure Darth Vader has done this shit before, where he stops basically a whole ship from lifting off with his, like, dead ass with his hand. That's how powerful he is in the Force. He can stop a ship from lifting off. He brings that bitch down and just starts demolishing the ship, and it ended up like just creating these giant ass holes. I'm like, Jesus, bro, like that shit low-key kind of shocked me. I'm like, damn, I forgot how powerful and angry this motherfucker is. But then they got him with the old switcheroo, and they just and Darth Vader's looking like, well, ain't that a bitch. Also, I forgot, throughout episode 5, there's scenes of the person who plays Anakin Skywalker training with Obi-Wan Kenobi, and they're basically just dueling, and they're basically showing how parts of Anakin is still in Darth Vader, in a sense of how he keeps losing due to his temper, due to him being distracted over one thing instead of the whole picture, which actually comes full circle into this show. This episode. But anyways, then the third sister goes against Darth Vader, because Darth Vader's like, oh, you thought he was gonna get me? Bitch, I'm Darth Vader. And basically they had a duel. That duel was pretty cool, honestly, seeing how Darth Vader moves. It was nice seeing Darth Vader moving more. You know, we got some Rogue One, but it was just Darth Vader swinging his lightsaber, you know, just killing everyone. It was cool, but it was really nice to see like how fluid his moveset is. I think it just shows the way he's truly mastered this suit. Because again, this is a very heavy suit on him. This is punishment for failing Palpatine. So he's truly really has embodied this suit and mastered the Force with this suit. I really enjoyed that fight scene, which Vader ends up winning. Basically just stabs third sister. I don't know if she's dead or not. She doesn't look like she's dead, which that part I hate it. I'm like, bro, just fucking kill her. First of all, by this time, 5 episodes in, next episode's next fucking week, just kill her, bro. She's not adding anything, and I guarantee you, if she's gone, she's not taking anything away either. She just seems like a very annoying character. She's just a very annoying character. Just take her out. But whatever. What was I gonna say? I'm sorry, that shit, that had me like triggered kind of. It's like, bro, like, and first of all, what is up with fucking, what's up with Star Wars with this whole, oh, now lightsaber, if you only hit a vital organ, you can still live. Like, there's been plenty of times where people just been poked with a lightsaber and dead. Like, he'd be in the goddamn arm and dead. But, whatever. Or unless, like, it's the hand cut. But, you know, only the hand cut. And it has to be your right hand. But after that, they brought back, I think it was the Gwen, the Grand, is it called the Grand Inquisitor? Basically the bald headed dude. By the way, I'm not good with Star Wars name. So basically the bald headed dude came back, and man, it was just, I don't know. The way they, and sorry if you can hear my chair, the way they really have done these two episodes, it's like part of it's like good, and it's like parts they do is like really, like honestly, I feel like the episode would have been even better if he fully killed her, because then it would be like, oh snap, okay, so now it's Vader time. We know Vader don't mess around with anything. The one thing Vader's gonna do is get what he wants. If it's Obi-Wan, he wants that man's dead. But I don't know, it's whatever. But yeah, that's basically it. Of course, the show ends on on a young Luke sleeping in the bed, due to the third sister finding out that Leia's parents are trying to start a rebellion against the Empire. Which leads to Tatooine, because I believe the guy that was on the message was talking about Uncle Ben. Uncle Owen. Sorry, I'm Spider-Man, Uncle Ben. Uncle Owen, which if you didn't watch the first episode, the guy who plays Owen admitted his name to third sister, which, first of all, that's fucking crazy that that third sister throughout this whole, from the first episode to the fifth, she remembers that guy's name. That I don't know how much time between this series has gone, but that's crazy. Because I would have been forgot him. But yeah, so I imagine the next episode is gonna be in Tatooine. I have to rate these two episodes. I'll give episode 4 of a 2 out of 5, which is like, I don't know, like a 4 out of 10. And I'll give this episode, episode 5, I give it a solid 6. The reason why I give it a solid 6 is I feel like it made it up a little bit at the end with the cool fight, and also at the end with just showing how like crazy Vader's power is and where he's at this point, and just seeing the anger in him. And also, I think it was just a better episode overall. Like, honestly, this one was my favorite one. And it's also a problem that the fifth episode, even knowing them, where there's only six, so we have one more left. The fifth episode is the best one. Hopefully, the sixth is also the best one. But if I had to grade this whole series, man, it's a whole lot of mid. A lot of mid. But yeah, that's it. That's episode 4 and 5. I'll probably clip those two, so if you want to see those clips, YouTube, baby. All right. Next up. That was a lot. See, I knew I was gonna talk about it, cause that's like, I fuck with Star Wars, but I just hate when they do stuff like this. But yeah. Also, shout out to baby Leia. She does a good job. I actually enjoy her. She never really failed to make me mad and stuff like that. All right, food. I haven't done a top 5 in a minute, but I wanted to do a top 5 food. This is more of the 3 meals of the day, except for lunch. But we're gonna do top 5 top 5 breakfast item and top 5 dessert items. I haven't done top 5 in a while. I also haven't done a food category in a while, So it'd be cool to share what my taste buds are. Actually, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna do numbers. We're actually gonna write it down as we speak. So, number five. Man, it's gonna be very hard because I like a lot of stuff, a lot of breakfast item. I think number five will go to waffles. I like waffles. Do you like waffles? Yeah, I like waffles. Waffles are really good. Depending on where you go, you can find a nice waffle. If you go to Waffle Love, they have great waffles, nice, crispy. The reason why I put those five, because there are some waffles that's like, you could have done better. Like hotel waffles or high school cafeteria waffles are always trash. But if you go to somewhere like Cracker Barrel or IHOP or Denny's, they usually don't fail. Especially Waffle Love, they usually don't fail. So that's number five. Number two is gonna be cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon rolls are a really good breakfast item, in my opinion. Now, I know it sounds like a dessert. I mean, it is a dessert, but I've had cinnamon rolls for breakfast. Pillsbury Doughboys. As much bullshit as it is, it's really good. I don't know why I like it so much. It's really, really good. And it's also just delicious. It's really good. Also, I don't know that many people, places that does cinnamon rolls. I know the Cinnabon. I don't know if they're in business anymore, but there's Cinnabons, there's Pillsbury. And I guess you'd have to just go to either like bakeries or make it on your own. I don't really know who does cinnamon. Does H-E-B still do cinnamon rolls? I don't know. I haven't had that in a minute. There's just like a giant like aluminum foil like tray with the plastic cap on top, and it's just like six giant cinnamon rolls. I remember my mom would buy it for us and we just cut it, and it was just like the best tasting cinnamon rolls ever. Shout out to H-E-B, bro. I don't know if they still have that anymore. I don't know, because I was at the store like a couple days ago. I had an order to make. It was 24 cake pops and like 12 cookies. I didn't see any. They should bring that back. But yeah, cinnamon rolls is a great breakfast item. Next up, we have bacon. Bacon is a really good breakfast item, both by itself or as a snack. It's very good, you know. Especially you can get a nice crispy bacon that has like a tad bit of grease inside, so you get that flavor. It really does something for a man's soul, you know. Just it's just really great how the pork just does it for you. Also, turkey bacon is pretty cool. It's good, but like it's definitely nothing compared to like bacon. Like bacon. Turkey bacon's okay. Like if someone were to make turkey bacon, I would eat it most definitely. But turkey bacon is like, I feel like it has an acquired taste. Some people are gonna love it. I think some people are gonna hate it, mainly because like it doesn't have the same crispy consistency as bacon. You know, because when you buy in a piece of bacon, there's parts of it where, you know, you get the meat part, and there's part where the fat is crispy, so you get a nice little crunch in there. But with turkey bacon, it's not really like that. When you bite it, it just tastes like a long, kind of like, it's almost like a ham when you bite into it. You know, there's no crispy texture, but it's more of the meat side texture when it comes to turkey bacon, stuff like that. I just really gave a whole fucking review and synopsis of turkey versus bacon. Turkey bacon versus regular bacon. But anyways, number four. You know what? We're gonna add a third top five. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. I can't even spell it. That's why I'm definitely not gonna tell you what it is. Okay, back to the breakfast. Number four. I'm about to go with the croissants, man. If you haven't had a croissant in the morning, you're fucking up. Croissants are a very good breakfast item. You can make ham and cheese croissant, where you just get a croissant that, you know, hopefully you guys know how to make croissants, by the way. I don't know why I'm saying it like this is a fucking bakery. But basically get a croissant, you roll it out. Well, actually, you cut it, you kind of stretch it out to fit the whatever size ham you have. You put the ham, you put the cheese on top, then you roll it like a croissant. Freeze it if you want to. Let it proof inside the oven. You know, which, by the way, you can make a milkshake proofer by getting like a pan full of water, boiling it, and you put it in the oven. You allow the steam to kind of make a nice little DIY proof box. You put your croissants in there. Just a little tip, you know, for your boy. But yeah. So you just do that, put it in the oven. It's really good. I've had plenty of them. You can also do like a turkey and Swiss and stuff like that. But yeah, croissants are very good. Next one, and this last one, this is number one. Something near and dear to my heart. It's never failed me. It's always there. Cereal is always a good complete part of breakfast. You know, you ever see those commercials where, you know, the kids is eating cereal and for some reason also fucking drinking milk at the same time? But it's just really good. And there's so many that I can make a top five about it, which is the next top five. Cereal, that's the one I just came up with on my mind. So I want to push this podcast in an hour. Let's do a top five cereal. Actually, let's pull up some pictures. Breakfast cereal. Boom. What the fuck, Minecraft cereal? But anyways, let's do a top five cereals. You know, there are many cereals out there, off brand, on brand, on a satellite brand, but there can only be five. I already have a nice list on my head. So starting at number five, don't judge me on this. Hear me out. Number five is Raisin Bran. The reason why I like it is because the raisins are sugared. It's good. It's healthy, a lot of fiber, makes you poop. It just tastes good. And also, it's just always there at my house. So it was like one of those things where it's like, I can either starve, make dinner or make breakfast, or just eat some Raisin Bran. So I don't know when I started eating Raisin Bran, I just did. And now my parents hate it because they gotta buy my Raisin Bran. But yeah, good in fiber, makes you shit. Number four. This is a hard pick because, you know, there's only four spots left, and there's so many different cereals, you know. But I think I'm gonna give number four. I'm gonna give it Frosted Flakes. One thing about Frosted Flakes, man, it never disappoints me. To me, in my opinion, I feel like Frosted Flakes is very good at, like, not, I don't know, maybe because I eat fast. Maybe that's just a fat ass in me. But to me, like, when I get to the end of the bowl, most of my flakes are still crunchy. And I really fuck with that. Maybe I eat too fast. But Frosted Flakes, man, it just never disappoints. I never had a bad box of Frosted Flakes. And I'm talking about the regular. I'm not talking about no fucking chocolate. That's fucking weird. But yeah, man, Frosted Flakes definitely is it's really good. It really does it for me. But yeah. All right, number three. Now we're getting into the more popular criteria, the more respectful cereal brand that most kids fuck with. Number three, Lucky Charms. Number three, I gotta give number three to Lucky Charms. It is a magically delicious breakfast. You got your marshmallows. I think they're six now, but you know you're starting six. Well, you're starting five, including one more. You know, it's like the Jackson Five. Then there's another one. Really good, really colorful. Now I can sometimes, every chance I get, be the person who kind of just digs out the cereal part and wants a little more marshmallow, which is nothing wrong, you know? A man wants what a man wants. You gotta respect that. But Lucky Charms is really good. I don't know anyone with a complaint with it. And if you do have a complaint with it, then, you know, you're fucking weird. But Lucky Charms is just really good. And also, it's a really nice looking box, too. But yeah, that's number three. But number two, two more spots, baby. Two more spots. I think I'll give an honorable mention because I really do like a lot of different cereals and stuff like that. Let's scroll down, see some more cereals. Number two, I'm going to give it to Cookie Crisp. Cookie Crisp is a number two spot. Though there is not a lot of fucking Cookie Crisp in each box, it is good. It's basically just a cookie in your cereal. But I don't know what the fuck that was. But this fucking is good. I don't know why there's a wolf as the mascot, but it is what it is. But Cookie Crisp is just good. This is another cereal that I feel like doesn't, and it's not because I eat fast. I really do dead ass think this cereal doesn't really get soggy like that. I think it's mainly because like the cereal pieces are bigger, so you really don't have to worry about that. The box, I like the blue on it. The taste, again, it just tastes like a nice cookie. It almost tastes like, I'm trying to think. It tastes as if, I was going to say it tastes like a regular Chips Ahoy, but Chips Ahoy tastes a little different. Does it taste like, I don't think it tastes like anything. I mean, that's positive right there. It tastes like its own recipe. It don't really taste like any other like cookie cereal, but I like it. It's really good. So before we get to number one, I kind of want to give some honorable mentions because, like I said, there's a lot of fucking cereal. One mention I want to give to is Captain Toast Crunch. It is really, 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 really good. Super sugary. Super sugary. My next honorable mention, Cheerios. They've never fucking failed me. Cheerios always fucking hit. They will always hit no matter what time it is. My third mention, Cocoa Puffs. If you like chocolate, that's the best one out there. The best bird out there. The only cuckoo birds I mess with is Cocoa Puffs. Why it has to be a bird? I don't know, but it's good. It's good. But what's it called? It's really good cereal. Make sure milk chocolate. And my fourth and maybe final, because I think I have another one. Actually, I have two more. For my fourth one, it's gonna have to be Trix. Trix is really good. A nice fruit flavored. Honestly, in my opinion, Trix are low key better than Fruit Loops, which is another honorable mention. But Trix are really good. It has a nice fruit flavor. Like for some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason, Trix has a much better fruit flavor than Fruit Loops, in my opinion. I don't know why. Maybe that's just me. It's just better. But yeah, my next mention, Pops. If you have enough Pops, it's really good. If for some reason it's really good. But then my last mention is actually a cereal that I found when I was in Waco at one time. And it was actually, this is real. This is dead ass real. Lucio's. I found it when I was in Waco. And I was like, well, I want cereal. And I saw this and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get it. It was really cool. That's why, honestly, that's the only, I don't remember the taste. It probably tastes like fucking Cheerios, but I fucked with the fact that, you know, they made a cereal for Overwatch. I thought that was pretty cool. I think it also came with like a loot. Yeah, it comes with a loot crate. So, you know, anyone out there trying to get some loot crates for the low, I'm pretty sure this cereal was like $5. But yeah. Now, for the final one. We all know it. We all love it. This man been leading the charge. 100 niggas on his deck. And you know, I said deck. The poop deck. You know, anytime he walks up shore, he just takes down the crowd. You know, he's the only person that can't cap, because he is a captain. You know, he will never lie to us. And that has to go. That has to go to the god dang Captain Crunch, original. We don't do oops all berries. We don't do fucking oops bear crunch berries. We don't do peanut butter. I mean, I haven't tried it, but we don't do peanut butter. We do regular Captain Crunch here. If you don't like that, then sue me. But we got regular Captain Crunch. Really good. I enjoy it every time. It's never disappointing me. Every time I get it, I have to get a bowl right now, or get a cup of it without the milk, just, and in the morning, basically this box is destroyed in like 2.5 days basically with me. You can't keep Captain Crunch with me. I will eat it unless it's like, well, I mean, I'll eat the berry one. It's just, I don't know, it don't taste as good as just regular ones. And what the hell is this? Caramel and chocolate. That looks fake as hell. Oh no, that's a real thing. What the fuck? All right. But yeah, that was my top five. Top five. I was gonna do desserts, but this podcast is kind of getting long. So we're gonna go to gaming. Gaming. So I don't know if it's still going on, but this is basically E3 season, but we don't have any E3. So we have like Summer Game Fest, we have what's called showcases, different things, Nintendo Direct, State of Play, and other stuff. I think State of Play happened last podcast. I think I said something about it. It was mid to me, except for the Spider-Man coming to PS3. I mean, Spider-Man coming to PS. Spider-Man coming to PC. So today we're going to be talking about Xbox Showcase, which happened this week. Basically, they showcased a bunch of games that's coming to the Game Pass. If you don't know what Xbox Game Pass is, it's basically where you basically you pay them $15. And any game that's on the Xbox Pass, you get that for free. So they have up to hundreds of games in the and AAA, by the way, that you can play. For instance, I actually have Psychonauts 2. This game, this was free. Outer Worlds, I got to re-download it. Halo Infinite, that's free automatically, but. But you get what I'm saying. This is a triple A game, and we're getting that for free. But yeah, the Game Pass, and so they introduce all the games that they're having for 2022 and 2023. By the way, we're in our 6th month. We're halfway through the year, and we have over 25 games for this year, for the rest of this year, and we're going to have 25 more games for next year. 25 games is a lot. That's 50 games in total throughout a year, basically, like this year and the upcoming year. That's a lot of freaking games to play. One thing I always hear from people is like, there's no games to play, this and the third. Then no, there are games to play, you just refuse to like to give it a chance. And with the Xbox Game Pass, you can literally just get it one time and play a couple of games and see if you have a feel for it, and literally you can just give it up. Basically, you could spend $15 to play over a bunch of games that you probably have to buy for either half the market price or the market price, which is around $60. You know, there's some games that's worth 20, there's some games that's worth 30. You can literally play all these games for free for only 15 a month. So there's really no really bad things happen, unless everything's just shit to you. But yeah, that's all the games. So with this showcase, they showed all the games. They showed other games, AAA, from both Bethesda and Xbox exclusives. I only cared about two things. Now, I will say this. I don't think this showcase was kind of boring to me, but it wasn't that bad. The reason why I say it wasn't that bad is because of the Game Pass. I fuck with anything that gets a shitload of content. I just don't mess with the Game Pass. I mean, I didn't really mess with the presentation of it, of the showcase, but I only had two games in mind. And we're going to be looking at the first one. Also, PlayStation has their own like Game Pass too. There's like a premium, you have to pay more. And I was like, I'd rather not. But let's see. Oops, let me put that right there. Okay, so then the first one that we're going to be looking at is a game called High on Life, which is a game where you basically have to save your friends, and you're fighting with a gun that talks to you, and the gun is voiced by Morty, the person who plays Morty and Rick and Morty, as you can see right here. This is basically what's the word I'm looking for? Not sponsored. Influenced by the world of Rick and Morty. It is a first person shooter. I believe it's gonna be a looter shooter. I'm not sure by the trailer. But I liked it. I like the trailer. I find it funny. It's one of those games. It's another game that we need in this industry, where it's nice and colorful, where it's not trying to like make it seem like has to be a fucking tearjerker or an Oscar bait. It's nice to see games that you can just play like this right here. Like, this is cool right here. It's just nice and fun. And it's going to be even better because it's going to be more like an adult theme to it. More of an adult theme to it. It's really fucking cool to see like games start being more around like the PlayStation 2 era where it was colorful. I'm kind of excited for it. Like, every time I see it, I'm very, very excited for it. I don't know the story in any of that, but honestly, I kind of don't care. I feel like I'm going to be playing this more for the gameplay. I don't know, when does this come out? Let's see what it says on the trailer. Does it come on? Come on. Oh, it didn't give me a date. All right, so it's a date with day one Game Pass. Okay, so I imagine it's gonna, why did it not loop? Yeah, loop, there we go. So I guess it's coming with the Game Pass day one. So I don't know when that is. I didn't look that part up on it, but yeah, again, it's nice, it's colorful, it's something that I would play. It just looks like just straight up fun. I feel like we really need that, especially after like these serious games and nothing but first person shooters and stuff like that. I'm definitely gonna be picking this up. Then we have Starfield. This is the other game that, literally the only other game that I enjoyed. So if you don't know about Starfield, this is Bethesda's biggest game. basically it is a better version of No Man's Sky, which, you know, No Man's Sky isn't trash. It's just, it's an even more intense version of No Man's Sky. Basically, you get to explore. This is, what's it called? I believe this is multiplayer. This is a big, giant open world in space where you can basically just do kind of whatever you want. I believe you need to get materials and stuff like that. I don't know when this come out, but yeah, this game is cool. They showed gameplay on it, something that everybody was actually waiting for, because one of the biggest problems with, you know, Bethesda as of right now is their track record. Fallout 79 failed horribly, nothing but glitches. So hopefully this game does not do the same thing. I think everybody has an eye on this because this could either be really good or really trash. Hopefully it's really good. Never want it to fail. See if this is the gameplay. There we go. But yeah, it looks like you're just gonna travel around the place, fighting monsters and just collecting resources. Now, what I hope this doesn't become is just this is all you can do. I hope there's, I'm pretty sure there is in this trailer, but I hope there's like a hub where you can go to, or a hub. I hope there's like a, basically like Star Wars Cantina where you can go to trade shit and other stuff like that. But yeah, looking at this game, it looks beautiful. Hopefully my graphics card can handle this, because Lord knows these graphics cards are insanely expensive. But yeah, I really don't have much to say. I feel like there's a lot being shown. I mean, you can customize your ship, you can customize basically everything. So that part, I say that part is pretty cool, because I would like to make like the coolest looking ship. Like I always like thought of like being a spaceman and just having my own cool ship, and stuff like that. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the game. I really don't have much to say on it because I feel like, I don't know. So yeah, you can fight people and you can also fight people, different guns, which is cool. Also you can interact with other people. I believe this is like, what's the game? Outer World, or like, and also Skyrim, and then Fallout, where you basically just talk to people and your choices do matter. You can choose either, I believe it'll let you have partners, maybe. I'm not sure how they're gonna do it, but hopefully they don't fuck up on this, because if they messed up on this, I don't know, man. And also I really hope this is able to run on PC, because I only have a PC. I don't know if this is gonna run well, because I heard Bethesda games are crap on PC. Maybe I'll get an Xbox. I don't know. But yeah, this is Starfield. I'm kind of excited. I'm intrigued. I'll say that much. I am intrigued. But enough for that. Next up, we got some music, baby. So I've been listening to two albums. I'm gonna do a little throwback and give you guys some flavor for you to taste on your spare time. We're gonna be talking about What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. This is the album that I got vinyl. I showed y'all last time. I didn't review it last time because I forgot to, but either way, it was going to be reviewed because I'm making an episode right here. So yeah, from the back, this is a very, very, very good album. I can see how this got very popular. It is really, really, sonically, what's what I'm looking for? Satisfying for me. Just the way the instruments were playing, Marvin's voice, the way the transitioning, man, Oh my God. The transitioning of this album is amazing, especially when you know some of the songs, like From God Is Love to Mercy, Mercy Me. That transition was so cool, because it's like when you transition to the beat, your dog ears start to perk up. You're like, oh shit. So yeah, my favorite song in there is of course What's Going On, Fly High, Save the Children, God Is Love, Mercy, Right On, Inner City Blues, which the ending song and the ending to the song is really, really, really good. I enjoyed the whole thing and the way it just looped right back around to What's Going On, kind of. It is really just a lot of emotions, a lot of fun. Which, by the way, freaking Right On is literally 7 minutes and 32 seconds. It is the longest song on here. The second longest is the ending, which is 5 minutes and 27 seconds, which 27 seconds, which makes sense why on vinyl, Right On, Holy, Holy, and Inner City Blue are the only three songs on one side of the album. Yeah, man, this is Marvin Gaye, bro. He does this. But also I love the message. Just, you know, spread love. This is the way, you know, we can conquer hate. I really do love that. The message is spread. I love that he's talking about, you know, things that was going on in his time and still going on in our times where people are struggling to just make ends meet and stuff like that. But Marvin Gaye, great album. What's Going On? It makes me want to go listen to other stuff. Now, for a moment that I was not waiting for, we got a surprise drop. Drake dropped a surprise album, his seventh. I don't know why he made this album, but his seventh album, honestly, never mind. And it is a very experimental album. It is 14 songs and almost an hour long, 52 minutes and 32 seconds. Now, in my opinion, this is a super house party music album. I don't think this was meant for people to consume as a turn up or as a certified lover boy type album. With that being said, I enjoyed the beats. If I had to give one compliment to this album, Drake has somehow made the beat an artist. But the problem with that is that this beat bodies Drake singing. I'm sorry. This man cannot sing like he's trying. On Falling Back, that was very, very, very trash. The singing it just wasn't it. I don't know why he tries to do this. I don't know what's wrong with him getting someone with vocals to do that. I honestly feel like it would actually be better if he did that. I think Drake's range is where he's at, where it's a little monotone and a little deeper. But him trying to do the whole high pitch, it's just not working out for him. Again, the beat itself kind of overpowers him. But then you go to Text Go Green. The same kind of beat. Which, by the way, the beat is repetitive on here. Even though I said I like the beat, which I still do. the beat is repetitive. I can agree that the beat is repetitive. I just like it. Again, this is an album that you put on the background while you're doing something. Either something productive, you're laying down with your gal, you're playing games, you're doing homework, you're cleaning your carpet, something like that. I don't know. But this whole album's repetitive, man. You know, from Falling Back to Texco Green to Current to A Keeper to Calling My Name, Sticky, Massive, Flight, Booked, Overdrive, Downhill, and Tie That Blind. It all is repetitive and is literally the same beat, different tempos, and something added, that, you know, something different that's added. Like, I believe it's I believe it's Current that has Billy something, but it's sped up with the tempo. There's some with the same beat, it's literally just slowed down. But the one thing that I found interesting about this whole album, man, is that the last song number 14, Jimmy Cooks featuring 21 Savage, is the most fucking left field song of this whole album. It makes no sense why this song was put on here. It didn't feel like there was a buildup for this song to be put on here, and it just didn't feel necessary. Did I appreciate it? Fuck yes. I love this song. First of all, 21 Savage destroyed Drake on this song somehow. And like, the only best part about this song, about this album, is 21 Savage and the beat. That's all. Like, it's a big problem when the person who made the album is not the most fucking important part of the album. And like I said, it's just that the fact that Drake just keeps singing on there and singing and singing is like, this is what happens when you say, hey, yo, we want an R&B out. Like, this is the experimental stuff. Oh, we want an R&B album. It's like, bro, no, we don't. We don't need R&B album. Please just rap. I don't like the singing, and I just don't like his voice. I don't like what he's saying. Even if he's saying the hardest shit and realest shit, it just doesn't do it for me because the beats are repetitive, and it just, even though I like them, it's still repetitive. It's the same thing. But I don't know what else to say. I think the only positive is maybe like some of the bars. 21 Savage was saying like spin around the block twice, like there's no parking. That one was hard. There's another one. It was talking about he does the aiming, his brother does the driving. It's a teamwork. That was a fun bar. Well, Drake had one where he was talking about J. Cole, but he's saying dread talking to you niggas like I'm J. Cole. But that's about it, this whole album. And I understand why people are mad. Motherfuckers waited. How long is this song? 3 minutes? Let's see. Like, motherfuckers waited 49 minutes. Around 49 minutes to get to this song, Jimmy Cook, which is the best song out of the album by default. People sat here all the way. Well, some people skipped it. Some of my friends skipped it. People sat here for over 49 minutes to just hear this man rap on Jimmy Cooks. I don't know what Drake was thinking. I don't know if Drake lost the bet or some shit. I don't know if Drake is just experimenting in singles out there, but one thing for sure is I feel like Drake can't be doing stuff like this and putting it into an album. Make this as a mixtape, because people will remember this. We will remember that this was your album, just like how I remember fucking Scorpion in More Life, the albums that I don't really like. People are gonna, and well, certified Lil Boy was mid, but with this album, they just boosted up to good. But when you do stuff like this, people are gonna remember. People are gonna be like, oh, you remember Drake's seventh trash album? Like, oh yeah, bro, that album's trash. It's like, if you're gonna do stuff like this, do it as a mixtape. First of all, it's 14 songs. That's mixtape length. It's a little over mixtape length, but just make that as a mixtape or EP or whatever they fucking say nowadays. Because look at this. Hold on. Where is it at? Because Dark Lane demos. Okay. Right here. There's 14 songs too. This could have definitely been a fucking mixtape if you want to experiment. Like, in my opinion, if you're going to do stuff like that and experiment on shit, you should make it a mixtape instead of a full, you know, fledged album. Because that's going to be more of a mark on your career. We care more about albums than we do about mixtape sometimes. Which this just boosted us up to good. I mean, to great. Like, honestly, never mind, man. It's a 6 out of 10 for me. Again, I like the beat. I can listen to the beat all damn day because I just like that shit. But the singing and just the Drake being Drake, being sensitive, then to go to Jimmy's Cook where he's talking about something about, I don't need no woman or some shit like that. And it's like, cap. It's just one of those things where it's like, man, you really could have just hold off. You really should have never dropped this year. Like, I get it. Kendrick dropped. Beyonce's dropping. Everybody else is dropping. And you want to be a part of that. But you're not that guy. For this year, at least. It's a clean version. This is not it, man. Drake, you got to do better than this, bro. You got to do better than this. You know better, bro. You should have never made this a freaking album. This should have been a mixtape. This should have been I don't know why they call it albums on Spotify, but it's obviously a mixtape. Like, nah, bro. Whoever allowed you to let that shit out in the fucking in the studio needs to get slapped. You know, them niggas you was rapping about, how, you know, they shoot for you. They need to get their guns out. And Jimmy Cook, this man talking about, I got shooted, but they in the studio. They should have been in there with the glizzies out, because this was trash. This ain't good, bro. This ain't good. This is not good. It's just not. The only thing that's good about it is the beat. But your voice makes this shit worse. That's why this is a 6 out of 10. I gave it a 7. I was talking to the boys in the group chat. Shout out to y'all. But now I'm thinking about it, it really is just a 6. Because I only like the beat. And the beat is only going so far. And I really liked what 21 Savage did. But yeah, man. This is not it. This is not it. Drake, don't do this shit again. Just don't. Don't do this shit again. Please. All right. But least for me, XXL Cypher. If you don't know what that is, it's basically a hip hop magazine subscription / YouTube / whatever the fuck. Basically where they highlight new rappers coming through. Every year we have a XXL Cypher, basically the hottest and newest people who are in the rap game, new to the game, comes and show off their skills of rapping, show off their how to use words, show off their lyrical skill, show off how they can switch words and make shit fire. For instance, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, what's his name? G.I.D. You had Cordae. He did his good. The baby was pretty cool with his. And stuff like that. But this shit, last year, I was like, I don't know any of these people except for like Morale or whatever his name was. I was on off season and like two other people. But this shit right here, bro. Oh, Lord. I don't know any of these people right here. The only person I remember is, I don't know which one it is, but something Nardo, whatever. Let me see. Where's it at? Where's the list? Actually, we can go down the list. Yeah, Nardo Wick. That's the only person, because I've only heard, well, I've listened to like one track, then I immediately cut it off and went to bed. But yeah, man, I might skip this one. This, to me, is not a good list. I tried listening to some of these guys' music. I don't like any of this shit. Don't like Nardo Wick. I don't like Dochi. I don't know how to pronounce the name. Solfego. Not really a big fan. Babyface Ray. Oh, by the way, you know what's crazy about this whole thing? So when I was looking up their music and looking up their tracks, tell me why Solfego, Babyface Ray, and fucking Craig, whatever the fuck, they all sounded like Lil Tay-J, like Lil Tay-J clones. I was like, bro, what the fuck is this? How do y'all just vote on this shit? Like, at this point, I don't even think like people who are really into hip-hop be voting on this shit. But anyways, you got him. You got Kali, like, she, I don't really care. This nigga, I don't care. You got, all right, I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm gonna put it in translator, or I can read it out loud. Cause I deadass don't know. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Let's see if we read it out loud.
Cochise.
We're gonna call him Cochise then. That's my out loud reader. So Cochise. You got Big 30. Literally nothing really different. Just, man, talk about smashing your girl, killing you, and getting money in a 3-minute song. Ken the Man, literally just another hot girl summer rapper. Big Scar, was it Big Scar? I think it was Big Scar that sounded like Kevin Gates. Then you got Saucy Santana. Homie's music was not that good. You got the 10th spot winner, Baby Torn, because we got to get some of my guy on there. His music was trash. He actually makes me appreciate Jack Harlow, and I thought Jack Harlow was not that good of a fucking... Oh, I was smelling this. I have a clone right there. I don't want people to think I'm weird or shit. But, I just don't... I don't know about this one, man. This one is not it. Shout out to Weezy out of here though. He makes really good fire beats. But yeah, this is our freshman, man. XXL freshman class 2022 Break the Mold by Staying the Same Mold, which that's just, it's really funny when they create titles like that. Like, really, nigga? Break the Mold. Each one of these motherfuckers sound like your typical rapper. Almost all the girls on here sound like your typical I'm a bad bitch, hot girl summer rapper. All the niggas on here except for the white guy sound just like a bunch of fucking I smash your girl, I kill you nigga, and I got money, bitch. Like those type of rappers. And then you always get the one fucking white rapper that's either a weirdo or a fucking Drake, you know what I mean? Like, and they call themselves Break the Mold. All right, y'all can break the mold over your goddamn head. This is stupid. All right, this podcast over. If you guys enjoy the podcast, you can find it on any of the podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and any other platform. I'm also available on Amazon Music. So if you have Amazon Music for some reason, you can find me on there. You can also go to my Instagram. Remember, we have the official Instagram at What's Cooking. Instagram is the official. That's What's Cooking _official Instagram. Let you guys see it one more time. This is where I'll be posting all the latest. And then you can also go to all my links right here and basically just click on it. I gotta update it. I don't have dreads anymore. But I am thinking about getting braids though, so you might see a sexier version of me. What are you thinking? How is that even possible? I know. But yeah. You can also follow me on Young Boy Cooking on Instagram as well. And you can go to YouTube/YoungBoyCooking to see the video version and the clips for this. Hopefully I have enough stuff to talk about for the next podcast. And you can also go to anchor.fm, or you can get the app available on iOS and Android devices. You can also catch me live on Twitch.tv/DJCar99. That's Twitch.tv/DJCar99. This has been episode 18 of What's Cooking. I'll see you guys later. Peace. Bitch.